Hi there. Welcome to Live at Gilmore Guitars. I'm David Gilmore, in for a little chat and a couple of songs. A guy that's been out on the road for the last several weeks and just about to wrap up a tour with Burton Cummings, but he will be doing a solo show tonight at the Velvet Olive, so make sure you get to that show tonight. Live at Gilmore Guitars, it's Ryan McMahon. That's awesome. Ryan McMahon, thanks for coming back.
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
You are a busy, busy, busy ass guy.
Yeah. It's been a busy 2023, like since January. We're just running all over the earth.
That's so awesome. I think a bunch of things have sort of changed in your modus operandi since the last time we talked, right? Like just the way you're running your business and the way your approach to way things are going.
I'm just saying yes to more things and being kind of open to opportunities as they come. But also, like, it's hard to explain. Like, this is my 24th year doing it, and some of these opportunities just didn't happen to come before. But I don't know. Like the tour that I'm on right now, the reason that I'm on it is because I said yes once years ago.
And let's talk about this tour. Yeah. You are opening up for Canadian icon Burton Cummings.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
He's really cool. He's 75 and he still rocks it and brings it. And this time, like, I've opened for him years ago. I did one show with him in 2017, and this is how these relationships build, right?
Right.
I did one show with him in 2017. On Vancouver Island, where I hang my hat. And then 2019 rolls around, and it was just pre-pandemic. And I think he was just doing a tour, just him and the piano.
Yeah.
And I did four, you know. And then this time it rolls around. I got a call from a promoter, said, can you do two more? And I had just gotten off a three-week tour of my own. And so I was like, yeah, I can do two. And then 5 minutes later, Burton's manager, Sam Boyd, reaches out, and he says, why don't you just do the whole shebang, do the whole tour with us?
Nice.
So yeah, it's
on the terms of terms, is the money right? Is it good?
Is the money right?
Yeah.
oh, it wasn't, the first offer was not at all. And then you have a little arm wrestle,
right.
You know, a little over the top Sly Stallone.
Yeah.
And now it's
good.
It makes
good.
Sense. But right. I also had to book some of my own shows to make it out here.
Yeah.
So I had to hustle like I always do.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
That's very
They're
cool.
all really good people. He's got the full band with them this time.
Yeah, it's a good band. They did more of a stripped-down acoustic thing last night.
Yeah.
Instead of electric guitars, they had just, you know, a couple of acoustic
and
guitars.
And three nights ago in Lethbridge, they did the electric show because it was a bigger house. We were in an arena the other night.
All right. So, coming up next, we're going to keep this kind of short because you're working hard and the voice is a little bit...
you can tell.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. So, what's going on? You're playing the Velvet Olive tonight again.
Yes.
And
the Velvet Olive.
Hopefully we can fill that place up tonight.
Yeah, I was supposed to, like, I was in front of, I don't know what it holds last night, 800 people or so?
Yeah, it's about 700 at the Memorial Center.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, my idea was I was going to go and do my set and try and slay that and go, oh, by the way, Red Deer, I'll be doing a little club show if you'd like to see a full set. And then, of course, I forgot. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm, you know, the same way I always forget to, like, hawk my merch.
I'm kind of the same way. Like, it's like I kind of don't want to step on the guy that's given me this opportunity to say, hey, I'm doing this over here sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's about Burton and I respect it a lot. And, you know, over the years, that's the thing about opening for these, you know, he's a legend, man.
Yeah.
And I've had the good fortune of opening for some of my other heroes too, over the years, but I just find that, like, the more you just kind of stay, you know, out of the way and know your place backstage, the more that they kind of come seeking you out.
Yeah.
And they go, hey, say, so what's your story? Like, where have you been? And I mean, Burton and I now, like, I'm getting big bear hugs and fist bumps every night. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
He's like an uncle, you know,
nice.
He's rad.
Good.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So that song that you opened up with, tell me a little bit about that song. That's a brand new one, right?
Yeah, that's a new one. Sometimes Life's Amazing. That is, I mean, it's still morning here in Red Deer while we're recording this, but that was a little bit of a, I forgot that I had to hit that high note. I always forget about that middle high note in the middle of the song. Go, oh man, I'm still waking up. I got morning voice. Sometimes life's amazing, or it's a maze that I'm lost in, you know, and it's just like taking the good with the bad, real simple tune.
You've always had a knack for kind of twining those great lines in every once in a while where I'll just go, oh man, what a great line, you know?
I hear songs like that by other artists too. And I go, oh man, it kind of almost makes me mad that it, you know, it seems simple, but why didn't I think of it?
Yeah.
Sometimes life's amazing. That's a new one. That'll be my next single that comes out next month.
And is it going to be part of an EP or a record or anything like that? What's the plan?
Yeah, it's going to be on the new record, which we can finally say is going to be out in the fall.
Okay.
We sat on it for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's been the slowest release of my career.
Okay.
So
why?
Why? Because we were shopping it around to other labels to try and find a new home.
Okay.
And we've been releasing my last few records on Elbow Room Recordings, which is a label that I co-own.
Yeah.
And that's great, but we've been obviously looking to build the business and find more ears for it. So we were talking with a label in the States and I just don't think that that's where it belongs after all. There's been some cool things happening kind of in my backyard here.
Okay.
You know, just like this tour. And then the other night in Lethbridge, you know, I did my 5-6 song set and Ron Sakamoto was there. And he's a, you know,
a good guy to have on your team, right?
So he kind of came back to my room afterwards and said, hey, we need to talk. So that's something that I'm happy to say.
Good.
And it's cool. Like, we read a review that someone from their team leaked that we are talking. So he wasn't just blowing smoke.
Oh,
so it was
good.
Like, it was in the Lethbridge paper.
Oh, good.
So we're actually, I guess we are talking.
Yeah. Well, Sakamoto's a Lethbridge guy.
So, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Back when I was in radio in Lethbridge.
Okay.
He was the man about town. That was before even, you know, the Sakamoto agency became the thing that it has become now, right?
Yeah.
So
many good stories. He was telling me about all the times he brought Roy Orbison to town.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him about when Roy Orbison came to my little town on Ladysmith on Vancouver Island. And Red Robinson was the promoter who just passed away.
Right.
Red brought Roy Orbison and Buddy Knox and the Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. And my dad was at all those shows, man.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's a small world.
It is.
And a small circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I was so glad that he caught the set because that was my first... Yeah, I've been doing it a long time, and you and I have been friends a long time. That was the first time that I'd ever played a proper arena.
Right.
And I was kind of shitting bricks a little bit before I went on.
It can be a little bit intimidating, I would suspect, going out there with just an acoustic guitar.
Just the acoustic, yeah. And I, you know, a short story, but I was standing there, and I've really become really close with a couple of Burton's crew. And yes, just the monitor guy. And then Terry. Terry is, you know, he's like the guitar tech, you know, kind of stand aside stage. And he saw me, and I was like, I think my shoulders were just like all the way up to my ears.
Yep.
You know, waiting to go on. And he just kind of put his arm around me. He's like, dude, he's like, you belong here. Don't even sweat it. And, you know, I'm 43 years old, but I felt like I was 18 walking out there, like at my first gig, right? Because it was just the first time I'd ever played a room of that size. I've done festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's like open air and a little bit different. And there's been thousands. But this was, there's just something about, well, you know, hockey and monster trucks take place here.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's supposed to be loud.
It's supposed to be loud, exactly.
And it's hard to kind of, like in an arena, you know, the guitar player can kind of lean back on the sound coming out of the amplifier, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's, you can kind of get that vibe, but just standing there with an acoustic guitar, I totally get the trepidation of getting up and doing it. Then being in the middle of it going, oh, fuck, this is all right.
It was fine. Two songs in, awesome. I was fine. And Terry, I'll never forget that. Terry coming up and going, and he said more. He was like, you're like one of the most soulful singers I've ever heard, man. You belong here. Just go out and get them. And, you know, I needed a little pat on the arse and a little pep talk before I went out there, you know.
Cool.
And I'll never forget that.
Okay, so the record,
which
is done, obviously has been done for a while.
Yeah.
And so what's the plan? How are you going to roll that all out?
Well, I mean, it started last year with a single called One More Fire.
Yeah.
And then we released Lost and Found in
so
February.
So still the whole production team did the whole record then?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of personnel changes. We had Pat Stewart on drums for One More Fire. From, of course, Brian Adams and the Odds. He just played Madison Square Garden the other night for, just like good for Pat.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for him to have found his old guy, Brian, again. But, by and large, the same personnel. What are we on now? Next month will be single number 3. And then when it comes out in the fall, that'll be single 4. We're still deciding on what that is. But the album, it'll be like a waterfall. The album will come out with it.
So are you going to do like an actual hard copy?
Oh, yeah.
Vinyl, CD.
Vinyl, CD.
Like, and then obviously all the streaming.
Yeah. The very convenient listening medium known as compact discs. And that's what I say sometimes at the shows. I'm like, but it's cool because like Burton's fans... they're like, well, I've got a CD player.
Yes.
You know,
the observation that I made that there was a lot of ladies getting up to go to the bathroom during the show.
Yeah. They're, oh man.
But you know,
but they buy stuff. They put value on what you do.
Absolutely.
And that older generation, man, I know, all joking aside, like that's, I'm really grateful to be playing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. I know that you want to rest a little bit because you had to have a show tonight, so you probably don't want to be...
I do, don't I?
Yeah.
Four more shows, and then I'm going to chill for like a few weeks.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's finish it up with one more song.
This is a really nice guitar.
Thank you.
This is a Gilmore guitar.
It is a Gilmore guitar.
Yeah.
So, little story.
Yeah.
Ryan comes into the shop, and he goes back to the shop, sees the guild that I just purchased, and says, hey, can I play this one? And I said, nope. It's a really great guitar.
I knew you would.
It's the guitar that I wanted when I was a teenager, and it just sort of fell into my lap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
everything about it's great.
And it's hanging in the shop, and that guitar gets played every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's your new shop guitar?
It's not really the shop guitar. The shop guitar is hanging right behind it. It's still
it,
there.
Though.
Yeah. But when I pick up a guitar to play in the shop, you know, just for shits and giggles, that's the one. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So. All right, what do you got?
Well, this song is going to be on the new record.
Yep.
And I play it every night, and it seems to work. It's a chill number. It's called "A Song Can Change Your Mind."
It's a great song.
I always joke with the crowd that it's dedicated to me because I don't necessarily just write. I mean, I write songs from my point of view, but not for my experience. And
right.
You know, the 24 years and all the times you've been told no and you didn't get accepted to this festival or maybe the mortgage payments are, they seem like they're coming almost weekly instead of biweekly, and you're like, how am I going to make this work?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, there's been those tricky and lean times, but the day that you think you're going to quit and leave the business and try something else because you're tired, that's the day that you seem to write a song.
Yeah, that's kind of, if I can sort of, you know, turn that around onto kind of my life. It's, you know,
yeah.
Right when it's hard, you know, you think, I'm not sure I got another week here, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, as soon as you get past that, you go.
Someone comes in and gets a new git.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had, you know, 12 years now doing this full time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy. And, you know, my last year has been my best year ever. And, you know, knock on wood, it continues to
and
grow.
So is mine.
So the brand is finally taking a hold.
Yeah.
So it's
That's
awesome.
So great to
and,
see.
And, you know, due to guys like you playing your Gilmore guitar, you know, across the country and around
the
world. And,
yeah.
You know, that headstock with that scoop in it, that's a brand.
It's starting to become recognizable.
You know, people go, oh, I know that guitar.
Yeah,
so,
especially in Western Canada.
So I have to thank you for helping me in that regard.
Oh,
so.
You guys have been so good Cheers. To me. So good.
All right, let's get this done.
Okay. No more sentimentality. All right, a song can change your mind.
Somewhere over the Pacific, on the way to catch a break, couple of Canadian kids on the run in L.A. Doing what you do in the Rainbow Room, looking to lose your mind, writing on songs that we thought were strong enough to save our lives. We were young, we were lost sometimes. Didn't matter what we did, where we'd go, find. Maybe break even, maybe say we leave it behind. You know a song can change your mind. Always. In the corner of a crowded room, steps from Jackson Brown, try to lean in closer to hear what he talked about. Maybe I'll call my grandma from the lobby of this place. Even if I feel invisible, I'll tell her I'm doing great. 'Cause when I'm gone and I'm lost sometimes, doesn't matter what I do, where I go, what I find. Maybe when I'm bleeding the blues, it's by design. You know a song can change your mind. You know a song is gonna stop time. Behind me is a story I'll tell someday, when I'm too old to hit the road and before I fall away. A dream that a kid like me once had, writing in his room, that his song might be played loud sometime in front of a crowd like you. 'Cause when I'm gone and I'm lost sometimes, doesn't matter what I do, where I go, what I find. Maybe there's
I love that line, two steps away from Jackson Browne.
True story.
It's cool. I assumed it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It was at a folk festival, and there was, even back, like backstage, there was, it was Folk Alliance.
Right.
Yeah. And there's thousands, you know, in this hotel, and I just felt like if a tree falls in the forest, like it's one of those moments, like, does what I do and say matter? There's all of these artists,
and we're all trying to achieve the exact same thing.
Exactly. And you know, some, you see some and you're like, that person, you feel sometimes, you go, that person maybe has more to offer than I do, or it's all just BS. It's just, we all have our thing, and it's all different, and you know, everybody's going to get their own different breaks and stuff. But I remember feeling like really like a drop in the ocean in that moment. And but I kind of almost bumped elbows with him, and I'm like, I wonder what he's talking about.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Ryan, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time today.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Dave.
Pop by the shop.
Awesome.
Live at Gilmore Guitars. It's in the can.